going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
First pitch. Up the middle, off the glove, into shallow center. Here comes Dansby. We're tied.
That didn't take long, did it? First pitch swinging, Nico delivers. The base hit up the middle, off the glove. Up top of the second baseman, good aggressive send by Quentin Berry there. And in comes Dansby, secondary lead. But it's so important to give that third base coach an opportunity to send you home on a play like that.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Delighted to welcome in Taylor McGregor from the Marquee Network to the Score Hotline, the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Guys, good morning.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
I am great. How are you?
Doing well.
Well, we're delighted to talk to you, but we have to confess that I think I speak for all of us. Maybe I'm overreacting. We're kind of sick of playing the West Coast teams. Now the Dodgers come back. Enough of these guys. Let's get this over with already. Since the Japan series, I think I've had my fill of the goofy Dodgers. Enough.
Yeah, well, I think I'm just tired of playing good teams. Because it's been pretty well documented how the Cubs have the toughest schedule of anybody in baseball in the month of April. And, you know, it doesn't really stop with the Dodgers. We got the Phillies coming to town this weekend. And, you know, we play Milwaukee, who's second in the NL Central right behind us next weekend. So, yeah, it's a grind. San Francisco after that, back to the West Coast.
So the Cubs are off to a fun start. You bring joy to your job every day, Taylor. It's obvious. They're 14-10, though. I wonder how much more fun is it when you go into a clubhouse where the chemistry seems to be very good, the vibes are very positive. As you spoke with Miguel Amaya the other day during an interview that was really, I think, very telling, camaraderie is a thing with this Cub team. How big of a factor has that been?
Yeah, you know, it's always what comes first, the chicken or the egg, right? What comes first, winning or having fun? And I think a little bit of both. At spring training, I felt like I noticed this group gelling really well. And some of that's in part to the veterans. Like, I got to give Justin Turner a lot of credit. I do think he's made a big impact on the way that he's come in. And he reads the clubhouse really well. And I'm not afraid to have fun, poke fun at some guys, and just lighten up the mood. And obviously, Pete Crow Armstrong, having him in his second year as a major leaguer, he just has a little bit different type of confidence, and his personality just shines through. And so it's been a really, really great group so far, and obviously the results on the field have showed up. So it's more fun for everybody when the team's winning, and I think the players feel that as well.
Well, it has been a lot of fun. And, I mean, there have been some problems, but the run production has been extraordinary. And it's coming all over the lineup. I know that having a guy like Kyle Tucker there is good for everyone. But how do you explain how many of these guys have been hitting the ball like Carson Kelly, for God's sake?
Yeah, well, Carson Kelly, I mean, I don't even think he knows how he's gotten off to this hot of a start. But, you know, we always like to point out the sample size. And he's just been amazing. I think, listen, do I want to sit here today and say the Cubs are going to lead baseball in runs per game all season? No, because I'm not sure they will. But I will say there are certainly indications that this offense collectively will be much better than they were a year ago. You, of course, mentioned Kyle Tucker. That's the obvious one. But I think what you can really do is start to look at some of the younger players who are now in their second year, Michael Busch, Pete Crow Armstrong, even Miguel Amaya, who did not have a ton of experience. I mean, he'd been injured a lot of his time in the minor leagues. He kind of got thrown in. He was splitting time. And so, like, the amount of professional at-bats this guy has just are not a lot. And you've seen him come in. So these younger guys who just have more experience, and they've grown as hitters. And I think that to me is the biggest indication, like, okay, this offense is more sustainable. Again, not saying it's sustainable enough to be the number one runs per game team in baseball, but I certainly think there are signs that it could be a very good offensive team throughout the stretch of a season.
Taylor, Bruhan, Turner, Birdie, and Workman is not a law firm. It's the Cubs' third base committee. They have four guys now replacing Matt Shaw, who went to Iowa to work on things so he can come back and maybe contribute this year. What do you think they do there looking forward? And do you think these four guys, who gets the majority of the time at third base, do you think?
I don't think they know. I think we'll figure it out. You know, I think Bruhan's an interesting one. They really like his versatility on defense. He's been a hot prospect for so long. It's just never been able to translate to the major league level. So could he potentially win that job if he got consistent at bats and showed what he could do at the big league level? Who knows? Gage Workman. They like his defense. He made a big-time error last week, which was unfortunate. But there's a reason that he was selected in the Rule 5 draft. They like him, too. So I don't know if there's a clear plan. I don't think they know that there's a clear plan. It's really just figure out and see how it all shakes out and who, you know, plays well, ultimately.
What was your take on this Drew Pomeranz signing? 36-year-old lefty in the minor leagues. Had been with Craig Counsell, no idea what to expect from him. 14 Ks and 9.2 innings is interesting. 176 average against, 4.66 ERA. Yeah, you just don't. Those numbers seem kind of whacked out.
Well, I think that's the PCL, I would assume. So, you know, those ERAs you can never actually pay attention to. But I think he's interesting because in 2019, he had like the best couple months of his career, ended up getting paid after his time in Milwaukee. So obviously there's comfortability there with counts. Counts saw him perform really well. And look, I think what we will hear from Craig Counsell today when he's asked about it, it is pitching depth. And that is what they're always looking for. You've seen in the early parts of this season, they have had struggles in the bullpen. They have had struggles finding guys who can throw strikes. And if they can find guys in whatever capacity they're used to get outs at the major league level, they're going to use them. And Craig has said numerous times in his time in Chicago, like, pitching depth is so important. So this is obviously a move they felt they could add depth. And that's something they're always going to look to do.
You look at Luke Little, he imploded and was sent down. Jordan Wicks was bad, and he was sent down. Are we watching Craig Counsell and Jed Hoyer or Carter Hawkins, or the Cubs organizationally show less patience than before? Does that reflect an urgency, or is that just business as usual, the way you see it?
No, I think there's certainly going to be shorter leashes with guys. Without question, I think you're going to see a lot of roster. I mean, we saw an uptick in roster moves last year when Craig took over as manager, and I think that will continue. I just think that's a part of the way that he operates. And yeah, I mean, look, performance is important. And sometimes it's not even about performance. Sometimes it's, hey, you pitched a couple of days back-to-back. We need a fresh arm. You're down. The next guy's up. And that's the way they're going to operate, especially – you know, in some stretches where you play a lot of back-to-back games. So I think it's all, yeah, part of the way that they believe they can create advantages is leveraging their roster and movement up and down.
The battle against between Shota and Dustin May is interesting. Dustin may well be on the market. It's interesting. There are rumors picking up about him maybe being available to teams. Will we keep a closer eye on him as a result?
I mean, will we the fans or will we the Cubs?
We the people.
I mean, the people can do whatever they want. I would assume yes. If I knew anything about Chicago sports fans, why I love them, they're always locked in on every possibility, and I'm sure I'll, you know, have people in my mentions drop in some stats on what guys around the league are doing that could be of a potential trade trip. So, you know, I definitely expect fans to be all on top of that.
Now, Taylor, I didn't record it, but I do believe if I go back and recall, during and after the 13-11 victory on Friday, Craig Counsell might have actually smiled. He seemed like he did maybe even chuckle. Has he been enjoying himself more this year, more obviously to you, or how would you describe his demeanor day in and day out? You're there most of the time.
Yeah, I think there's a different level of comfort. And look, I sometimes think we forget how these guys are human beings. And, you know, last year, Craig would do some personal stuff at the beginning of the season. It was obviously a new team for him, so he was learning new faces and trying to get comfortable. He wants to know everybody's name while dealing with a bunch of other things, you know? And so I think all of that, yeah, it was probably harder for him this time last year. And now you come in year two, you have a way better understanding of how things work. You know the people around you. So I would say he's just a little more settled into the job, period. And then obviously the winning helps. But Craig has been around long enough. He's not going to get too high about a hot April, because we still got a lot of games to play in this season. But I do think he's more comfortable, for sure, is what I would point out.
Do you feel that we're seeing sort of a few different players reach like almost kind of all-star level? In other words, I mean, I'm sure the fans will be supporting them and there'll be tons of campaigns about it. But when we look at, like, say, a Suzuki, this could be a big year for him. Pete Crow Armstrong seems like everybody kind of loves what he's doing. You know, we know that Kyle Tucker is a great player. We mentioned Carson Kelly. It'll be interesting just to see how the fans support everybody and how that turns out.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, one of the things in baseball, we tend to overreact to small samples. And listen, it's a very small sample at this point in the season. Yeah. There have been guys who've put together really great numbers. But the biggest challenge in this sport is doing it over the course of time. And I'm interested to see how the numbers play out over a full 162. Because, again, there have been strong indications that this could be a great offense, but nobody expected the offense to drop off a cliff the way that it did last year for 2 months. So I'm excited to see, hopefully these guys maintain it, and yeah, it'll be fun to follow for sure.
Taylor, before we let you go, we know you spent half the season and half your year covering college football as well, and you are a graduate of Arkansas, so you're familiar with the SEC, I would imagine. So tell us, who would you recommend the Bears take at 10, and what do you think of Will Campbell or maybe Mykael Williams?
Yeah, no, I like both of those picks. I'm actually, the draft to me is so interesting, and I have not probably been as locked in as I should to, you know, some of the people dropping later, but I do know I covered Shador Sanders, and now I literally woke up this morning and now I'm reading that his highest odds are to the Steelers. I'm like, what? You know, when I covered him at the end of the season, it was, oh, Giants, and then recently it was Saints, and now he's going to the Steelers. So I'm like, this is insane. But no, Will Campbell, I think, would be an excellent selection. There's a lot of, I think what's cool for me this season, there's a lot of high prospects on the line of scrimmage, especially guys from the SEC, some big-time DNs. So it'll be fun to see who the Bears take. I can't wait, but I never like to predict the draft because I just feel like I have no clue how it all is going to shake out.
Taylor, thanks a ton. That's a fun answer, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks,
always.
Taylor.
See ya. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.